This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we're beginning Daf HaShavua, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Chaltza Urakaka Avaloi Kara. If the woman removed the shoe, and she spit, and she didn't say the psukim, Chalitza Sukshera, the Chalitza is kosher. Kara Urakaka, if she read the psukim, and she spit, Avaloi Chaltza, and she didn't remove the shoe, Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza is pasul. So if she removed the shoe and she spit and she didn't say the pasuk, it's good because saying the pasuk is not ma'akev, it's not a ma'isa. And it says kacha yeyasa, the only thing that's ma'akev is the ma'isa. If she read the pasuk, she spit and she didn't remove the shoe, the chalitza is pasul because removal of the shoe is a ma'isa. However, chaltza v'kar v'loy rekaka, if she removed the shoe, she read the pasuk and she didn't spit, Rabbi Lazar Oimer Chalitza Sapsula, Rabbi Lazar says the Chalitza is Pasul. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Chalitza Sakshera. So Rabbi Lazar says spitting is critical, Rabbi Kiva says it's not critical. Amar Le Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, let me explain to you why spitting is critical. It says, Kacha Yeyasa Kol Davar Shehu Maisa Ma'akav. Kacha Yeyasa. Like this. You should do anything which is doing. Yes, saying the pasuk is not doing, but removing, but spitting is a ma'isa and it's ma'akev. Amar le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Misham raya." From there, it's a proof. Kacha yaseh lo ish. So should be done to the man, which implies anything done to the body of the man is ma'akev. Spitting is not done to the man. Kol davar shu ma'isa b'ish. However, spitting is not done to his body. It's nothing is happening to his body. Yeah, you're spitting at him, but it's not something being done on his body. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not ma'akiv. Hachereish shenechalatz, a deaf mute who had his shoe removed. The hachareish shechalitza, or a deaf mute that did chalitza. V'choyletzes l'katan, or if she did chalitza to a katan, chalitza sapsula. If either party is a cheresh, or if he is a katan, the chalitza is pasul. Ketana shechalitza, a ketana that did chalitza tachloitz mishatagdo. She should just do it again when she gets older. V'yom loy chalitza, if she doesn't do chalitza when she gets older, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is pasul. Chalitza b'shnayim, if she did chalitza with two, oy b'shloisha, or with two or three dayanim, and imtze echa meyam karoiv. Let's say she did chalitza with two, or three, and one of them was a relative. Oy pasol, chalitza sapsula, the chalitza is pasol. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Asandler, Machshirin, Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan, Asandler, say the chalitza is kosher. Umaisa be'echad shechalatz beinoy lebeina. There's a story about someone who did chalitza all by themselves, bebeis ha'asurim in jail, uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva v'hichsher, and the story came before Rabbi Akiva, and he was machsher the chalitza. So we have three opinions. Tanakhama says you need three kosher witnesses. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler are machsher whether you did with two or three and one of them was pasul. And Rabbi Kiva says even one is kasher. So the Mishnah began that kriya is not ma'akev. That if you have that if you do not do kriya, if you do not read the pasuk kacha yeyasa la'ish, it's not ma'akev. Amar Rava hasha da amar kriya lai ma'akva lefikach, therefore ilaim ve'ilmes, a mute man or a mute woman, shechaltzu, that did chalitza, chalitza sankshera. Because since reading the psukim is not ma'akev, if they're mute, it's a good chalitza. So Gemara asked, now we learned in the Mishnah, cheresh shenechalatz, a deaf mute that did chalitza, that had chalitza done to him, v'hachareshe shechaltza, and a mute woman that did chalitza, v'hachaylatzas menachatan, chalitza sapsula. Now, why is a cheresh not able to do chalitza? My time alam mishnah de labnei kriya ninu, is it not because they can't read? So we see that kriya is ma'akev. Mar says, no, that's not the reason why. It's not because they can't read. It's because they're not b'nei das. If someone is a deaf mute, then they don't have das. Loi mishum dela b'nei deyaninu. They're not b'nei das. So the Gemara says, ihachi ilayim ve'ilmas nami. So then someone who's deaf mute also should not be able to do chalitza. They also don't have das. So the Gemara says, not true. Amar rav ilayim ve'ilmas b'nei deyaninu. They are b'nei deo p'mayhu d'kavluhu. They just can't talk. Ay v'ha amri debei rabbi yanai l'fisha enoi be'amar v'amra. But Rabbi Yanai says that the reason for the Mishnah of why a cheresh and a chareshes can't do chalitz is not because they're not b'nei das, but because they can't talk. So it's because they can't talk, then an ilayim and an ilmis should not be able to either. Elakiyin mar derava seifa in mar. When Rava taught his din about an ilayim and an ilmis is going on the seifa. Cheresh shenachlatz v'charesh l'chotz v'chalatzis min hakat n'chalitzas b'sula. That someone, a deaf mute that had chalitza done to them, or a deaf mute that did chalitza, or someone who did chalitza from a kata and the chalitza's pasul. So if that's the case, and that's assumed because they can't talk, Amarava hashad amrit kriya ma'akva. Now that we see that the reason for cheresh is because they can't talk, lefikech ilayim ve'ilmis shechotzal chalitzasam psula. Therefore, an ilayim and an ilmis that did chalitza the chalitza's pasul.
Mishnah is comparing a cheresh to a katan, and obviously the reason of a katan is because of das, because the katan can read.
But that's not the reason for a cheresh and a chareshes, because Rabbi Yanai said it's because they can't talk. So, good question. So the question is, so where did Rabbi Yanai get that from? It's because they can't talk. Maybe it's like you're saying, because they don't have das. That's Tosis' kasha. But Rabbi Yanai said it's because they can't talk, even though you would have thought it's because they don't have das. Now the question is, so then why is Kriya Nama'akev? If the reason why a Cheresh or an Ilayim can't do Chalitza is because they can't talk, so then why if somebody removes the shoe and spits and doesn't talk, is it good? You know why you don't have to talk? Because if you're able to talk, you don't need to. But if you're not able to talk, then it's a problem. Just like we say by Menachos, anything that's fit to mix, mixing is not ma'akev. But anything which is not fit to mix, mixing is ma'akev. Okay, next case. Sholchu le'lavu d'shmua. They sent to the father of Shmuel, Yevama sharakaka tachleitz. Let's say a Yevama spits before Bezdin, but she doesn't remove the shoe, and she doesn't read the psukim. So the halacha is, she has to do chalitza, and she becomes disqualified from doing Yibam. She has to do Chalitza, Meklal de'ifsula me'achin. We see she becomes pasul from the brothers. So that means, obviously, spitting is important. If you held you didn't need to spit, then why would spitting alone aser her to the brothers? So Gemara wants to know, Mani, who is this in accordance with? Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva. Hashta, now, Rabbi Akiva holds spitting is not ma'akev. Uma b'makay mitzvah, if in a place of a mitzvah, at a time of a full-fledged chalitza, where spitting is a mitzvah. De'ikul memory, you can make the following case, that when somebody is able to do something, it must be done. Sort of the opposite of the argument of kala roi labila ein bila ma'akeves. But there's an argument that can be made the other way, that we learn out, we're going to see from the emurim of the Tamid, that if they're around, they need to be consumed, but if they're not around, they don't need to be. It doesn't matter. So we use the following argument. Uma b'makom mitzvah, if in a place of full-fledged chalitza, where it's a mitzvah to spit. De'ikul ameimar midi dehava ayimurim. That you could compare it to the emurim of a carbon. De'chiles nehu loy ma'akvi, if they're not around, they're not it's not ma'akiv. De'chiles nehu ma'akvi, and when they are around, it's ma'akiv. So that means there's more of an inyan to spit when a person comes to do chalitza, and yet Rabbi Kiva says it's not ma'akiv there. Amar Rabbi Kiva loy ma'akva. Me'achin if salah. So you think if you just do spitting, it's going to passel onto the brothers? Meaning when it's efshar laruk, it's not ma'akev. Certainly, where she just spits, it should not do anything. Ve'ela l'Rabbi Elazar, elamai, this goes like Rabbi Elazar, who says in the Mishnah, spitting is ma'akev. If you don't spit, it's not a good chalitza. So we see spitting is a significant part. But the thing is, in the world of Rabbi Elazar, yes, you need to spit, but you also need to remove the shoe. And one without the other should not do anything. These are two items that matter, spitting and removing the shoe. Two things that are matter will not be affected one without the other. Ela k'Rebbe. Rather, it goes like Rebbe, that when you have two things that are matter, doing one of them will accomplish something. D'tanya, what's an example of two things that are matter together? So you say, I don't understand. We're learning Yevamos Kuf Daled. It's almost Shavuos. And like, where's the Inyanei Shavuos in the Gemara? We're already close enough to Shavuos that every blot in Yevamos should be Inyana D'Yoma. So that's why, right, here we have it. There's something called Kivsei Atzeres, the sheep of Shavuos. And you also have Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem are not holy, that they would become pasul if they leave the Mikdash, only if the Kivsei Atzeres are Shechted. And even though you're going to wave the Lechem, Rashi says, the Tenufa of the Lechem will not be Mekadesh the Lechem, only the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres. So it only becomes, the lechem only has a din of sal hamatzos by shechting the kivsei atzeres. So we say, Ela k'Rebbe, this goes like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that two things that are needed, each one is significant. The Tani we learned in the Brisa, kivsei atzeres, the sheep of Shavuos, ein mekadshin halechem, do not sanctify the shtei alechem that accompany it, ela b'shchita, only by shechting the carbon. Ketzad. Shachtan lishman. If you shechted it lishma, v'zarak daman lishman, and let's say you sprinkled the blood of the carbon lishma, then kidesh halachem. Then you're mekadesh the bread. If you shechted it lishma and you sprinkled the blood lishma, you sanctified the bread. But shachat shaloi lishman. If you shechted the carbon shaloi lishma v'zarak lishman and you sprinkled the blood lishma, loy kidesh halachem, you didn't sanctify the bread. Or shachtan lishman, if you shachted lishman, when you sprinkle the blood shal lishman, then kadosh ve'enai kadosh. It's holy, but it's not holy. What do you think it means? It's holy, but it's not holy. Rashi says, it's pasul belina. It's pasul, excuse me, b'yotze. It's just you can't eat it yet. So then, we see according to Rebbe that when you have two items that matter, one of them, if you do one of them, it will still have somewhat of an effect. So too by chalitza, rekika is ma'akev. And if you just do rekika, it's not going to matter her l'shuk, but it will answer her to the brothers. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, la'olam enoi kadosh ad sheyishcha l'shman v'yizuk damen l'shman. So we're saying it goes according to Rebbe, who holds that when you have two matiren, if you just do one of them, then it has an effect. Likewise, Rebbe is of the opinion, rekika is ma'akev, and therefore if you just do rekika, even though it's not going to aser, even though it's going to not going to allow her to marry Lashuk, it will aser her to the brothers. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you everybody for joining us on this fine Tuesday evening. Maseches Yevamos. And I wish everyone tremendous bracha v'hatzlacha, especially in learning Maseches Yevamos. And tomorrow's Wednesday night shiur is about whether you're allowed to learn Maseches Yevamos. Is it mutter to learn Masechta Yevamos? And we're going to learn about what was the last Masechta Rashi learned, different stirois, and a lot of interesting chidushim. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for coming. Have a great night. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rav.
Kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.